Today's episode, The Town of Keeler. The great 1872 Lone Pine earthquake wreaked havoc throughout the Owens Valley. The shoreline of Owens Lake was uplifted, making the pier used by the Cerro Gordo mines at nearby Swansea inaccessible. A new pier was constructed on the lake a little further south. In 1880, a new mill was constructed near the pier by the Owens Lake Mining and Milling Company for processing ore from the Cerro Gordo mines. A town was laid out by the company agent Julius M. Keeler, for whom the new town was later named. Keeler became a major port for shipping silver on steamships across Owens Lake. The Carson and Colorado constructed a narrow-gauge railway to Keeler to handle all the commerce passing through the bustling town. The success of the Cerro Gordo silver mines caused Keeler to boom. That was up until silver prices plummeted in the late 1800s. Keeler boomed again when zinc mining brought renewed life to the town in the early 1900s. For a time, Keeler was even a popular lakeside resort for people coming from Los Angeles. The Keeler Pool was a popular destination, and before it burned down, the Hotel Keeler provided comfortable accommodations for travelers to the Eastern Sierra. But starting in 1913, the city of L.A. began diversions of Owens Valley water, causing Owens Lake to quickly dry up. The once delightful waterfront enjoyed by Keeler residents soon became a distant and dusty memory. There were small surges in the mining of silver, lead, zinc, and limestone over the next few decades, but by the 1950s, all mining had ceased. Train service was stopped in 1960, and the tracks were removed in 1961. Today, about 50 people still call Keeler home, even though dust mitigation efforts have caused water to return to parts of Owens Lake. It's doubtful it will ever completely return to its former glory. But the jaw-dropping views of the Sierra Nevada mountains are as breathtaking as ever, as they rise majestically to the west, overlooking El Camino Sierra.